Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. George Hathaway is here too, ladies and gentlemen. George is a new friend. He is has been a corporate executive. He's spent some time in the military. He's been a business owner just like you and me. He's the author of at least four books, including one that's out now in its third edition. That means it's been... That means it's really good and really successful, folks, when they come out in the third edition. Leadership Secrets from the Executive Office, and it's all about being a better boss. George Hathaway, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's an honor to be on your program. Thanks.
It's good to have you here. What do you think about what I just said? It's all about being a better boss. What do you think?
Absolutely. And by the way, I had an opportunity to listen to your previous two guests, Janet Christie and Gary Moore.
Yeah.
And much of what they're saying really is what you're talking about. How do you be a better person, not just a better boss, but how do you be a better person? How do you treat your fellow man or woman?
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, especially when Janet talks about customer relationships for entrepreneurs and small business.
Mm-hmm.
We have a philosophy in sales that people buy from the people they like.
Right.
And what that means is that not only are your customers important, but so are the suppliers,
mm-hmm.
your accountant, your lawyer. If you have employees, they should be treated like customers as well. Family and the community, everybody that you come in contact with. Tom Peters, a really terrific leadership mm-hmm. expert, author.
Right. One of the gurus.
Yes, exactly. And what he wrote a book recently about how we should treat everyone we encounter as if they were our customer. Wouldn't
right.
the world be a better place?
Well, and here's the thing that gets me, George, the thing that shocks me and it just amazes me is how hard some people work to do the opposite, when if they would do what you just said, their own life would be easier. Why do people go to gyrations? Why do they go through tortured, unnatural acts to do the wrong thing? I don't understand it. Do you?
Well, I think that sometimes business issues trump a lot of other behaviors. In other words, a small business owner, an entrepreneur, obviously is struggling many times to achieve profitability and growth, and because of downed economy and unemployment rates, et cetera, they're struggling, especially now, to do well. And that means that good behaviors sometimes are put aside to try to make the business work better. But I agree with you. That's the wrong approach.
Mm-hmm.
If you trust in people, everyone that you encounter, especially your customers, if you trust in them and your employees, they're going to deliver results for you.
Well, and I'll tell you something. A long time ago, I learned about something called the quantum leap. The quantum mm-hmm. leap effect is where when you've been in business the third year, you're not only getting that business that you created that year, but you're also going to get repeat business from the first 2 years from those people that you treated the right way. And so by the time you get to your third year, you don't have to work as hard as you did the first year or the second year. I mean, it's just, you know, whenever sometimes you see people who are, you know, master crooks, master, thieves, and you see all the you read or hear about all the things they did to pull those heists off, And you say, wait a minute, if they worked that hard, it, being legitimate, they could have done just as well without the risk.
Sure, they could probably do better.
What is it about bosses? What is it? Why would someone who owns a company, why would they treat their people badly? What would be the reason for that? What's going on inside someone's head who abuses employees? George, you've seen this.
Well, absolutely. I think primarily the reason is because the employee may not be doing the work that the boss expects or wants them to do.
And whose fault is that, right?
Well, yes, exactly. I was about to get to that point. That means that it doesn't mean the employee is a bad employee. It means that the boss has not given the employee good direction on what needs to be done. And if the employee doesn't know how to do something, the boss needs to take some time to educate that employee. If an employee is good enough to be hired, if he's passed the litmus test of being hired, then they're good enough to be successful in that job. It now becomes the role of the boss to become a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a coach, a soccer coach, for 15 years, and I always had a philosophy that coaching ends when the game begins.
Right.
And that's the point. You need to coach your people. You need to give them a vision of what needs to be accomplished for the business. You need to express to them their value in the organization and why they're there to contribute to the success.
Explain to them how their activity, their availability, their efforts, their interests, their ethical behavior, all that connects with everybody else to make the organization better off. And here's how you benefit from the organization being better off.
Absolutely. For example, I'll give you a really good example. What if the boss actually met with people one-on-one or as a group and asked questions, how can I do a better job of making this company succeed? And then listen to the employee's ideas.
Wow.
About, right? And then adopting those ideas and putting them in place.
Boy, that's a scary thought for a lot of people, isn't it?
It sure
so, is. So you're the owner of the company, ladies and gentlemen, and you get your employees together, or you get them one-on-one, you say, how can I do a better job of being your boss or running this company? Boy, I agree with you, but you might not need to take a shot of whiskey before you settle down into that one, George. George, the book is called Leadership Secrets from the Executive Office. And it's now in a third edition. George Hathaway is the author. He's our new friend. We'll be right back. Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.